6. Shaping and Reshaping Personality 2. Part 1. Warming Up. A.
Keywords. Health tips.
Vocabulary. Cholesterol. Elongate.
You're going to hear some health tips. Complete the chart with keywords.
1. Tea contains natural chemicals. These chemicals block the action of some substances produced in the bodies that cause cancer. Tea contains the same substances in fruits and vegetables. Drinking tea could protect people's health.
2. Cigarette smokers of any age reduce their risk of developing lung cancer when they stop smoking. It is never too late to stop smoking.
3. Walking has a good effect on the heart because it reduces blood pressure, blood sugar, and blood cholesterol level. It is never too late to start exercising.
4. Vitamins are necessary for good health. However, extremely large amounts of some vitamins may cause health problems. It is far better to get vitamins from eating fresh, natural...
...operate independently as he uses the tiniest cracks in the rock for toe and handholds. It often looks as if he's magically sticking to the side of the smooth rock. Back at ground level, Blanchard explains that physical conditioning is just one part of the sport. Mental conditioning is every bit as important.
You also have to learn to think, you know, as you get started to get scared because you're beginning to expose yourself to a fall and maybe the holds are getting smaller. You have to think while you're afraid. I mean, you have a fear that's coming up, and the nice thing about the sport is learning to control fear, like learning to just use it rather than have it consume you.
Serotonin. Gastric. Dehydrogenase.
Listen to a report about health differences between men and women. Supply the missing information.
The United States Government's Office of Research on Women's Health is observing its 10th anniversary. During those 10 years, it has made important discoveries about differences in the health of men and women.
Studies organized by the Office of Research on Women's Health have shown that differences between men and women can influence medical treatment.
For example, researchers learn that men and women can react differently to a heart attack. Men usually have chest pain, but women may not. Instead, they may suffer pain in the abdomen. They also may have stomach sickness and feel very tired. Women may not recognize that they are having a heart attack. Research also has shown that the brains of men and women use the chemical serotonin differently. Serotonin helps prevent the condition of continued severe sadness called depression. Men's brains use serotonin much more effectively than women's brains do. This may help explain why women suffer depression 2 or 3 times more often than men do.
Other research shows that alcohol affects men and women differently. Men and women in one experiment drank the same amount.
Freezing your summer fruit for the winter. So I hope you can join me. Until then, goodbye.
We've got a high of 9 degrees Celsius, 48 degrees Fahrenheit, with rain closing in from the west, and that should be covering all of our area by lunchtime. So, if you're out this morning, you'd better take an umbrella with you.
O'Keefe played a brilliant match. He headed a corner from Rayner just 2 minutes before the final whistle, which bounced off the post and had the United goalkeeper Stevenson in a bit of a panic for a few moments before the new boy, Dave...
Public restrooms. Infectious diseases. The correct method.
Vocabulary. Organism. Cholera. Hepatitis. Infection.
A. Before you listen to the material, discuss the following questions.
1. Do you often wash your hands? When?
2. Do you think hand washing is a serious issue? Why? Why not?
3. How do you wash your hands?
B. Now listen to the report. Focus on the major points and supply the missing information.
Health experts say washing our hands reduces the spread of viruses and other organisms that cause disease. This advice may sound simple. However, experts say a lot of people do not follow it. A recent study found that many Americans fail to wash their hands after using public toilets. More than 95% of Americans questioned said they always wash their hands after using public restrooms. However, the study found that only 67% of them actually do so. The study also found that American men are less likely than women to wash their hands after using a public restroom.
The American Society for Microbiology announced the findings. Judy Daly works for the group.
Very well traveled, very well read. Almost all of the 1869 Society members are college graduates, and half hold graduate degrees. And of course, all of them are interested in the arts. After all, the primary goal of all museum groups like the 1869 Society is to develop patrons who will support the arts throughout their lives. By mixing lectures and gallery tours with social events, Christine Mingus says they educate the newest generation of arts patron.
Harmful bacteria may enter your body if you touch your mouth, nose, or eyes. Among the most common infections spread by hand are colds, influenza, and throat and ear infections. In addition, millions of food poisoning cases each year are blamed on people who prepare food who do not wash their hands. More serious diseases like cholera and hepatitis are spread this way, too.
Many patients in hospitals also get infections. Some die from them. The spread of infections often is blamed on health workers who do not wash their hands after treating patients. The American Society of Microbiology has launched a public information campaign to get more people to wash their hands. Experts say following the correct method is important. You should wash your hands with soap and hot water for at least 15 seconds.
Deal with depression and anger. A.
Key words: depression, drugs, psychotherapy, public education.
Vocabulary. Moderate.
First, listen to a talk about how to treat depression. Fill in the blanks with the words you hear.
When most people are sad, they know the feeling is only temporary. But there are large numbers of people who stay sad for a long time. These people suffer from the common mental sickness known as depression. Depression can affect anyone. Researchers say 1 out of 10 persons in the world has the chance of developing a major depression at some time. About 80% of depressed patients can be helped with one of several drugs that have all been found effective in treating depression. Doctors say, however, the drugs must be used very carefully.
Depression also can be treated without drugs. Some doctors say that moderate activity 4 or 5 times a week can help treat minor depression. For example, running or walking rapidly for 30 minutes 4 times a week can improve mental as well as physical health. The traditional treatment for depression, known as psychotherapy, calls for depressed people to spend an hour or more each week talking about their condition with doctors trained to treat mental problems. Discussion is supposed to help depressed people discover new ways of thinking and dealing with problems. Public education is needed to help people better understand depression.
B.
Keywords: anger.
Vocabulary: tether, suppress, manifest, surly, cleanse, vent, ebb away, dump, uptight, punch.
B1. You are going to hear two speakers talking about dealing with anger. Fill in the blanks with key words.
Speaker 1.
I very rarely get angry. I have quite a long tether when it comes to anger. Mm. Which doesn't mean, I really don't believe I'm suppressing any anger at all. Mm. But it manifests itself in a very sarcastic way with me. Like if, for example, I'm buying a railway ticket or something, and the guy behind the counter is very surly and refuses to treat me like a human being, I won't get angry with him, but I'll get very sarcastic with him and try and make very, very...
Unit 12. Extending Life Through Fun. 2. Part 1. Warming Up. A. You are going to hear two people talking about two kinds of animals. 1. Listen carefully and guess what the animals are.
1. Well, they were really sweet little things, very playful and affectionate. I didn't mind looking after them at all. They used to play for hours with their toy mouse or just curl up and go to sleep in their basket. They were no trouble, no. And they're very clean animals, too.
2.
I know it's a bit unusual, but...
If I sleep well, then everything's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm a joyous, warm, loving person. Sleepless nights, I'm full of anger, and my anger does not ebb away unless I use a thing or somebody to vent it upon. As weak as that may sound, that's how I work. Mm-hmm. And it's a terrible sort of admission to make to everybody here. If I'm looking for excuses for having woken up in a particularly bad way. So, in a way, anger is something that I have to get out. I do not carry it around by weeping and like crying. I believe in dumping it.
Part 3.
Young people in citizen service. A. You are going to hear a speech delivered by the former American President Bill Clinton on young people and citizen service. While listening, take notes and complete the following outline.
Good morning. I want to talk with you today about what we must do to make citizen service a part of every American's life for his or her entire lifetime. As I said at the President's Service Summit in Philadelphia this past April, the era of big government may be over, but big challenges remain for America, and they require an era of big citizenship. An era with new partnerships between government and business and labor, between wealthy, middle class, and poor Americans, between cities, suburbs, and rural areas, and across all racial lines. At the President's Service Summit, thousands of Americans pledged their commitment to service. As we prepare to go forward into a new century, every one of us must join them so that we can meet our challenges and come together as one America. For the past 4.5 years, my administration has worked to give every American a chance to serve. We want to spark a renewed sense of obligation, a new sense of duty, and a new season of service all across our nation. Of everything we've done to meet that challenge, I am proudest of AmeriCorps, a national service organization that has helped more than 70,000 young Americans all over the country.
Part 4. Listen and relax. You are going to hear a report about young entrepreneurs. Listen and enjoy.
The United States is in the midst of a boom in new business creation, one that is being carried out primarily by entrepreneurs in their teens, 20s, and 30s. Never before have so many young people started so many businesses.
Technology is changing everything, says Kate O'Halloran, who helps run a graduate entrepreneur program at Babson College in Wellesley, Massachusetts. And no one, she says, is more tuned in to the latest technology than young people. Add to that the unusually...
Feast. Prophet. Bible.
Now you are going to hear a passage about some phrases that are connected with the hand. Listen carefully and explain in note form the following words and expressions with the information you get from the story.
Words and their stories. A program about the spoken word. About the English language as Americans speak it. Today, we have the expressions to come hat in hand, hand over fist, and other phrases that spring from the hand. The expression to come hat in hand means to beg. You ask for something you cannot claim as your own. It is a handout. You ask for it as an act of charity. It is something which proud, independent people will not do if they can help it. There are some people, on the other hand, who will make you beg, even for something that is rightfully yours. Such people are called high-handed. Just the opposite is the person who gives with a glad and willing hand. There is an old saying to describe such a person. He or she does not let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. This person gives freely without thinking about it too much. The expression hand over fist means quickly. People who are making money hand over fist are getting rich so fast that they cannot believe it themselves. This expression comes from the sea. sailors climbed ropes or raised the boat's sails by quickly putting one hand on top of the other. Generally, anything you pulled toward you was done hand by hand. Then, one of the hand became a fist, and instead of hand by hand or hand over hand, it became hand over fist. Nothing, of course, can be closer than a hand inside a glove. That is just what the expression hand in glove means. Two or more people working very closely together in any joint effort, good or bad, are working hand in glove. About 300 years ago, the expression was hand and glove. Later, to describe an even closer relationship, the hand was put inside the glove, and it became hand in glove. But now, we must close our program. The handwriting on the wall, as the expression goes, tells us that our time is about up. The expression handwriting on the wall is a warning. It has passed into many languages from the Christian holy book, the Bible. As the Bible tells the story, a mysterious hand suddenly appeared out of nowhere before King Belshazzar while he was busy feasting and drinking. The hand wrote four strange words on the wall of the palace room. Only the prophet Daniel understood the meaning of the words. He told the king that the words on the wall meant that he faced disaster. And the words soon came true. King Belshazzar was defeated and killed in battle. And with that, we are in a great hurry to get moving.